From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump said Tuesday the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un signed on to a comprehensive document in Singapore representing an unwavering commitment to the complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
Most importantly, I want to thank Chairman Kim for taking the first bold step toward a bright new future for his people.
Mr. Trump, briefing reporters at this hour, said they established a special bond in Singapore and relations with the North will be different.
Our unprecedented meeting, the first between an American president and a leader of North Korea, proves that real change is indeed possible.
Their meetings began with smiles and handshakes Tuesday at the Capella Hotel on Sentosa Island. Mr. Trump was upbeat about the results.
My meeting with Chairman Kim was honest, direct, and productive. We got to know each other well in a very confined period of time.
The U.S. repeatedly stated it's seeking the complete, irreversible, and verifiable denuclearization of the North. Mr. Trump said sanctions will remain in place for now, but both leaders are prepared to start a new history and write a new chapter between the two countries. He said this represents for North Korea an opportunity like no other. The president said joint U.S.-South Korea military exercises will be halted. The North is committing to destroying a weapons testing facility, and the Korean War, he said, would soon come to an end, a conflict that ended in armistice, not a peace treaty. A Burundian UN peacekeeper was killed and several government soldiers wounded late Sunday in a clash in the central town of Bambari. Last week, a Tanzanian peacekeeper was killed and several wounded in an ambush in the village of Telepoko. Several of the attackers were from the militia group called Union for Peace in CAR, and they were killed. This is VOA News. There are growing concerns of an imminent assault on the Houthi rebel-controlled Yemeni port city Hodeidah by coalition forces led by Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. Antonio Guterres is the UN Secretary General.
There are, at the present moment, intense negotiations. Martin Griffiths is shuttling between Sana'a and both the UAE and Saudi Arabia to hope that there will be a way to avoid the military confrontation.
The U.S. said it's closely following developments. The port is vital to a country almost entirely reliant on imports as the impoverished country slides deeper into a humanitarian crisis. Some 250,000 people could be impacted by an assault on Hodeidah. Iraq Monday arrested four people, including three policemen and an employee of the Independent High Elections Commission, after a fire ravaged a warehouse in Baghdad containing ballots from May's parliamentary election. The blaze broke out after Parliament voted to mandate a manual recount, citing irregularities, a ballot that put supporters of Shia cleric Muqtada al-Sadr in first place. Spain has offered to take in hundreds of African migrants refused permission to dock in Italy, which has a new populist government and has already taken in hundreds of thousands of migrants over the past 5 years. Malta spurned Italy's request to take the vessel. The UN Refugee Agency's Carlotta Sami said the migrants aboard the humanitarian ship Aquarius are running out of food.
There are 629 over 600, 123 are children. Many unaccompanied. They are there alone. Some of the individuals on board are severely burned, and some others have been tortured.
Spain's new socialist prime minister, Pedro Sanchez, said the vessel will dock in the port of Valencia, insisting Madrid has an obligation to do so. The U.S. Embassy in Mozambique has urged Americans to leave a northeast district, warning of imminent attack after Islamist militants beheaded 10 people and killed several others. The attacks occurred near Palma, close to the Tanzanian border. President Trump tweeted Tuesday that his 70-year-old economic advisor, Larry Kudlow, suffered a heart attack and is being treated at the Walter Reed National Military Medical Center near Washington. Kudlow is said to have had a very mild heart attack and is doing well. He accompanied the president to the contentious Group of Seven summit in Canada and defended the president's decision to pull out of a joint communique. All three major U.S. stock indices posted modest gains Monday ahead of the Singapore summit. The benchmark Dow Jones gaining 6 to 25,322. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.